Government has released 50 million Ghana cedis to the Electoral Commission to start the biometric registration exercise. The amount is part payment for the 80 million cedis needed to complete the whole exercise. The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Dufour, announced this in Parliament yesterday when he moved a motion for the approval of the mid-year review budget statement and economic policy and supplementary estimates. Dr. Dufour also announced a 1.1 billion Ghana cedi cash payment to reduce arrears owed road contractors, statutory funds and SOEs. Additionally, 891.3 million Ghana cedis has been issued as bonds to creditors as part of liquidation strategy to offset the stock of arrears. For the details, here's a report by correspondent Stephen Kweyi and Issa Shaibu.
He said with these payments, government liabilities in respect of GET Fund, District Assembly's Common Fund and National Health Insurance Fund as at the end of December last year have been fully settled. He said last year, real GDP grew significantly by 7.7% from 4% in 2009. Furthermore, GDP on year-on-year basis for the first quarter of this year showed a 23% growth over that of the same period last year. On inflation, Dr. Dufour said it declined to 8.6% as at last month. Not only that, food inflation has remained in single digits for 18 months and currently stands at 2.8% as at last month. Touching on next year's general election, the minister said the government has released 50 million Ghana cedis to the Electoral Commission for the biometric registration. Government has also released 8 million Ghana cedis out of an allocation of 25 million Ghana cedis for this year to the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA. In the motion, the minister moved for the approval of 1,463,123,559 Ghana cedis by the House.
Stephen Kweyi and Issa Shaibu's report.